This is Kenneth Vigue. Draw close to the campfire, because I want to tell you a story. Right here, round about 400,000 years ago, the ancients who clutched rock and wood and wandered in the dark since the beginning of everything, mastered fire. Beyond accidental lightning strike, for the first time, hunters and gatherers alike could gather together in warm, close comfort and with a belly of cooked meat. In the flickering shadows before the fire, with their backs to the darkest of the dark, they told stories. Stories of heroes and villains, monsters and the supernatural, all were told in now forgotten tongues. As time marched on and people wandered over the face of this shifting planet, the ritual continued. Here in North America, what we know as the modern campfire story was born in the 1840s as wary frontiersmen in a still untamed wilderness filled with old secrets and lurking dangers spun yarns to keep each other awake. When I was very much shorter and all the more younger, I was an equal measure of shy and spoiled, to the point that my parents thrust me out the door and into a church meeting hall one day to join the Cub Scouts. I discovered, much to my astonishment, that I loved the outdoors. As I grew older into more of a boy and less of a cub, I developed a deep love of campfires. By the time I was 13, I was spinning stories of my own, of supernatural nightmares, laughable wendigos, or murderous ghosts. I tell you this because our Sickle Man saga is very much a campfire tale, and at long last it's drawing to a close. The Sickle Man will be unmasked yet again, but as one mask is removed, a larger curtain is about to open. Because here, right here, is where things start to change. You're finally going to start getting some answers. In ash and fire and madness, friendships will be tested, lies will be revealed, and an experiment started long ago and watched still by an eye in the sky be discovered. We open now at the Mueller farm, as Amata and Jake radio the judge for reinforcements, a static ham radio transmission into the ether with a dire warning as the body count rises at camp. Please help. The Sickle Man is here.
Pete. Despite 50 new responders here, we now have 15 people missing. We need help.
Yeah, I heard you the first time. Where is Officer Hawkins?
We haven't seen him in a week. Just Commander John's lurking around with Hugo Warren. They fished a body out of the lake, but I don't know who that was.
Fucking amateurs. I'm mobilizing the Judiciary Guard and coming down there with Fletcher. Now pack your bags and tell that Poindexter Brian to shut it down. Camping season is over. We're gonna form a perimeter with heavy artillery, set up checkpoints to allow people out, and then nuke the whole fucking area. Let's see the Overseer survive that. I'm done playing around.
Wait, what? Nuke it? You'll destroy the whole campground.
That's the point, lady. AMS tower facility out.
Fuck. This is bad.
If he nukes the place, how in the hell are we going to find that key at all?
Wait. Amata Hayes to 50 new responders. Please respond. This is an emergency.
Lieutenant Corey Anders here. What is the nature of your emergency?
We're out at Camp Wanna-Grind-A-Lot. Well, the Mueller Farm. We have 15 people missing now. We reported it to the judge.
You did what? Ah, hell.
Look, he's going to drop a nuke on the camp.
Hey, what? That's insane.
We're going to try to get the kids out as quickly as possible, but that doesn't leave a lot of wiggle room.
Look, sit tight. Commander Connor Johns and myself are on our way out there. Head back to the campground and start rounding people up.
From Morgantown? You'll never make it in time.
We have some new equipment. Look to the north. You won't miss us. Anders, out.
Well, now we wait.
Jesus. It scared me.
Hey, what's that noise?
Must be the cider press or the fertilizer machines.
No, you hear that? Sounds like moaning.
That's weird. Oh, God. What is that smell?
There's a hallway here, but no light. Watch your step.
There's a locked door here. Hang on. I can pick it.
Oh my God.
Jesus. Oh Jesus.
The cider presses. That's... Oh my God. Those are bodies. What is this? I'm gonna be sick. Look. Back there.
Those are... Oh God. Those are heads on the shelf. Like trophies. Oh my God. That's Hawkins.
And everyone else from camp.
Over here! Tied to some chairs! Let's get these sacks off!
It's the Overseer!
And Vince!
They're all cut up! Get the gag out!
Oh, thank God! Jake, Matta. I've never been so glad to see anyone.
He's crazy. He's fucking crazy. We've gotta get out of here. Hurry!
Mueller did this?
Yes. A Mr. Handy and old friend Davenport executed a plan I put in place. He blew out the security grid so I could get away. I came around the corner, and there he was, coming out of the evidence room. Before I had a chance to react, he knocked me out. When I came to, I was here.
Yeah, son of a bitch got me too. Untie my legs, come on. Through here, there's a back way out of here.
Wait a minute. Jake, look at this. There are files here.
Those are from the campground. He was ranting that Scoutmaster Stewart was meddling in things that didn't concern him, and that he'd have to go.
No. We have to go.
Not yet. We need answers. We need information.
Fine. You stay. I'm done. I'm not going back to prison. Vince?
Fine. But we're going to that camp first. Don't give me any of your crap. There are kids involved. We're gonna fix past fuck-ups and get them out. And don't give me your shit either. You set this all in motion last year.
We need to hurry. The judge is going to be dropping a nuke. By the time he gets to the silo, we have maybe an hour?
He what? Fine, Vince, fine. Let's go. I have a cache near here with weapons.
So do I.
What is all this?
Camp records of the old campground. It looks like Mueller used to work here. Here, wait. Look at this photo.
So what?
Back row, second from the left.
Dr. Stanislaw Braun, camp patron? Holy shit. Look here, a camp memo. To all camp staff, in honor of Dr. Braun's generous contributions, we are designating cabin A13 as the Braun Lodge. Camp staff are additionally hereby notified that the council has amended all the contracts to include staff participation in Vault-Tec's focus groups for the rest of the memo's missing.
A13. That has to be it. The first key.
Hey, here's some medical discharge papers. Oh, shit.
Patient record Miller. Victor Thomas. Trans-Allegheny Asylum. DOB August 12th, 2015. Patient remanded to Vault-Tec Research. Attending physician, Dr. Stanislaw Braun. See Project Lazarus Memo, subject V101A. September 17th, 2056. There's a picture of... Oh my god. What?
That's Thomas Mueller. He's Victor Miller. That doesn't make any sense. He looks, what, 40? He'd be pressing 90.
They say 90 is the new 40, son. You know, in the old days when visitors would walk through the dark, dark wilderness with the wolves on their heels, they would look desperately in the dark for a light. Just a small light. A candle in the window. A light in the dark that would welcome the traveler to warmth and safety. I had no candle lit. You just invited yourselves in and meddled in my affairs. Like they all did. Like they always did. Like they did the night they started the fire.
Jake, back! Why? Why start all of this again?
Because filth begets filth, my dear! Because their laughing there never stops. They destroy. They fornicate. They multiply. They spoil my land! Do you know what you do when a tree stops growing pure fruit? You prune. You reap. Like they reaped my wife and child when they thought it would be funny to torch my corn maze. That filth from the campground!
Whoa.
I slept for so long in the dark, and then just last year, what do I hear again? Again, on my land? Laughing and screaming and moaning! It called me back. The darkness filled me, moved me, and I rose. I reaped one who remained after the cops shut the place down again, who dared trespass on my land. You're like blight and bugs on my trees. So I reap and feed my soil with your filth.
Soil? Filth? Whatever. I'm just handy with a knife.
Such a small thing from a small man. You should have brought something bigger, little man. You'll feed the press. The cider will be so sweet, and I'll have peace again.
Run! The window!
Ah! Damn it! Sliced my ankle.
Come on! He's coming through!
On the darkest nights, by light of the moon, your young life will end all too soon! Out of the dark huts, the Sickle Man!
What the hell?
Yeah, run over by a van was the Sickle Man. Well, what the hell are you two gawking at? Get in the fucking van. I've got him pinned here, but he's not going to stay that way. If he's what I think he is, he won't stay down long.
Simon!
Where in the hell have you been?
Physically, I'm on the shelf back there. Metaphysically, I've been doing a lot of shopping with Adams. I have about 18 fucking skins for power armor that I now own and that I'm never going to use. It took me forever to get out of there and respawn, and even longer to find replacement tires for the van.
You. I'll kill you again!
Nice to see you again. I imagine we'll be seeing each other soon. So, how goes it? You two look like shit. How's the camp food been treating you?
I am. We are. So glad to see you. How did you find us?
Davy's ham radio. I picked up your transmissions to the judge in the 5-0, but the transmitter is busted. I booked it over here and saw you guys coming through the window. I imagine you two have been busy.
We've been busy, all right.
We have A-13. The first key.
What? Really?
Yeah, it's cabin A-13. Braun was a benefactor to the campground in the early days. In exchange for a financial donation, the scout staff were enrolled in some kind of Vault-Tec research program. Victor Miller was part of the research for...
Project Lazarus. The Sickle Man is an old, old legend. So, what if there was some kind of early research project, even before Vault 76 was finished, to test some kind of resurrection device? What's been done to us would have to be incredibly complex. We're talking about the repair of critical damage to the body, from bleeding out to being reduced to a goo pile, or in my case, getting your head lobbed off and used to decorate a shelf, along with some stupid trophies for best apple and spookiest hayride. What an asshole.
Any program as complex as that would be a groundbreaking breakthrough in science and medicine. The end of death itself, if perfected, would have turned the tide of war dramatically. But they would have needed guinea pigs, people, volunteers, or unwilling volunteers, mental patients, prisoners, who knows how many they went through to perfect the method. Hey, wait a minute. How are you driving? Jake said something weird happened to you guys when you even tried to start the van last time. Nosebleeds, headaches, and mental confusion?
When I told you both that I felt like we lose a little bit of ourselves each time we die and come back, I meant it. Something is different. It's like there's been a mental fog I wasn't even aware of that's starting to clear. That purgatory. I spent a lot of time there. Almost 2 weeks is like years there. In the dark, surrounded and running from the shadows of the band. But they whispered things to me. I opened a door that looked out into a void. The first time I looked into it with Vince, I was terrified. We ran from it. Funny thing about monsters is that the more you look, the more you see them, the less power they have over you. I saw a face in that void, sleeping but listening, aware and watching. It was distorted, but as I looked, it came into focus, more in my mind than my eyes. I realized I'd seen that face before. Dr. Stanislaus Braun. The moment I named him in my head, he opened his eyes and looked right at me. That smug son of a bitch said to me wordlessly, "I'll see you soon." What the fuck does that mean?
I'll bet you all the caps in my pocket that Vault-Tec is monitoring us. But that would mean... Tree!
Son of a bitch. Oh, my head. Amada? Jake? You okay? Wake up, wake up. Please, wake up.
Oh. Damn it. Jake? Jake?
Just 5 minutes, Amada. Tell Brian to eat it, Dick.
He's fine.
Davey's going to be pissed. Come on, we're running out of time. Camp is on the other side of these woods. Let's hoof it.
Ow! His ankle. Look, I'm going to be hobbling along here. You guys run ahead and get the kids packed up and out of here.
What? That's crazy. We're not leaving you.
There isn't time to argue. You have to go. We're protected by whatever in the hell is wrong with us. These ghoul kids aren't. They bite it, they die permanently. Think about that. Go.
Be safe. But hurry behind us as best you can.
Be safe. Stay aware, okay? We'll catch up at camp. Come on, Amada. Time to make tracks.
Well done, Jake. Real hero shit right there. Of course, now you're all by yourself and the bone-chilling terror sets in. In hindsight, this was a really bad idea. Oh, hell no. Look, buddy, I've never been a fan of this creeping horror. Branches crackling, slow stalking shit. So let's get on with it. That's better. Nice sickle you have there. I've never been good with melee, but I'm pretty handy with the syringe. Feel that? That's Rad Scorpion Venom Syringe. Feel it? Burning in your veins? Sit there and enjoy that for a minute. I'll catch up with you later.
Ah!
Well, I should have seen this coming.
Ah!
Ladies and gentlemen, we've had two stars rise over the sky of Appalachia and a whole lot of shooting stars that crashed and burned. Coming up right now, we have... Drolshanka, is this correct? Okay. Well, he declares himself to be a high priest for a mothy overlord. On his bio sheet, it appears that he has drawn multiple light bulbs and what appears to be a giant moth. Give it up for self-described bringer of light, Solomon, who appears to be wearing some kind of head made out of drapes with antenna made of paper mache. What's the concept, kitten?
I am a beguiling moth. I do moth things.
Okay, whatever. On you go.
Good evening. After enduring the existential horror of teaching your irradiated, flesh-peeling offspring for weeks, and attempting to get every trace of glitter off of my person in robes, and suffering through infantile creations on construction, I am now free to unleash my dark power on Appalachia to a captive audience. You observing from home, from ruins in the White Spring, we have been condemned to a hellish landscape of suffering, fettered in the dark. But look, there is a light. Upon beaded wing is a harbinger of doom and salvation.
Get off the stage, you fucking weirdo!
Yeah, dude. Why beat wing when you beat off?
Ha ha, good one, bro!
Chad Johnson, have you not looked into the fires and felt the power pulling you in?
Bro, I got high as fuck with this dude and some giant moth once, but then they wanted to cuddle after or some shit with some light bulbs.
Have you not felt the flames whispering to you? That is the word of my lord, he who flails at the porchlight, he who nests in guardians. Heed my words. The end of this world, the true end. Will you burn in the fires, or will you ascend upon wing? People of Appalachia, please attend carefully. To the northwest in Point Pleasant is a haven. Gather the bulbs, journey to our sanctuary, and caress the polished posterior perfection of my lord's idol.
Okay, that's good. Judges, two, Yeah, you get a 2, because someone light the glitter on your antenna.
Fools! The dark doom approaches and the wheel of fate now turns. The blade and the reaping is beginning! Repent!
Get off the stage!
Mothman in the sky, I can fly twice as high.
Angry moth noises.
Doom. Doom awaits you.
Well, that was something different. Was that a giant moth?
Cryptozoology is a pseudoscience and subculture that aims to prove the existence of entities from the folklore records, such as Bigfoot, the Chupacabra, or the Goat Squatch. It was first postulated that in 1930...
Shut up, Brian!
You didn't dig, Brian.
Right. Well, up next is Becky Watts, sporting a charming sequin dress and flats that dazzle. Plus, oh, bless her little ghoul heart, she's sporting a clip-on halo. This little angel has edge. Take it away, sister.
Hello, Appalachia. My name is Becky Watts, and I'm spreading joy throughout the land. I've earned all the merit badges, but my most favorite is a pyrotechnic juggling merit badge.
Oh, ladies and gentlemen, she's juggling 1, 2, now 3 flaming baseballs. Do not try this at home. What is she doing now? She is playing a mouth harp! In all my years, I've never seen such dynamic talent! Audience, let's hear it! That's my Becky.
Hey, sit down and fuck, dickhead!
Well, Shanka, let's get the tallies from
them. Hey, Becky! Juggle this!
Judges, hold up. Tough act. Unfortunately, you didn't run out the clock, Becky, so you're disqualified.
What? This is ridiculous. Susie Davis dropped a bucket of piss on me.
It's the apocalypse, kid. Life's a bitch. And with that, we'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen, after a message from our sponsor.
And we're clear. Cutting to commercial.
Droll Shanka! Where's my water?
I'm bored.
Chill, babe. The kitten punch is up next.
Hey, let's go skinny dipping.
Come on, babe. We can do that after. They've been working hard on this.
You haven't been working hard on anything, Moose.
Jesus H. Hockey tits, what is this? Take your radio drama bullshit on out of here. I'm getting sick of hearing it.
Fine. You know what? Like, screw the both of you. If you need me, I'll be skinny dipping. By myself. And maybe doing some cartwheels. I'll get more attention from some of these virgin counselors than from you guys.
What the actual hell, bro?
Hey, you don't have to tell me, buddy. I used to park the Chad bus in her pink garage. I feel your pain. Let her go blow off some steam. She'll calm down, come pouting back.
We're coming back. 5 seconds. 3, 2...
Welcome back, folks. We are still looking for our final round of stars for our grand prize. Perhaps we will find it with this act. It's 2 for the price of 1. Susie Davis and her friend, Punch. Is that right? Yes? Right, Punch! They'll be doing a little tap dancing and singing number together to that classic ditty, The Good Ship Lollipop.
Hi! I'm Susie Davis, and this is my friend Ella.
Can't we move this along to the inevitable mass murder spree?
Isn't that precious? Little Susie is wearing a classic swimsuit number with an attractive floral cap. It's as festive as it is fresh.
And this... and this... Come out, Mr. Punch!
No! Punch, no like napkin! Stupid outfit, not fit.
Come on, Mr. Punch. Everyone's waiting.
There appears to be a super mutant squeezed into a woman's bathing suit that's splitting at the seams.
Look at that big green ass, bro. I'd hit it.
Get on out there, dude, and own it!
I've thrown away my toys, even my drum and train. I wanna make some noise with the real-life aeroplane. Someday I'm going to fly. I'll be a pilot too. And when I do, how would you like to be my crew?
Oh, the good shit, lollipop. It's the sweet birthday, Mountain Mama, where meatbags play on the beaches of Something Bay.
Shit, we lost power.
What? What the hell? Charles Shanker!
Not to worry, campers. Let's cluster all over here by the nice campfire. Up and at 'em. Counselor Williams, would you be so kind to check the generator building?
Me? What? No, I'm not going out there in the dark. Are you out of your mind?
Your resume and qualifications listed expertise in electrical energy and consumer fission devices. I'll leave this in your capable hands. Come along, kids. Counselor Belts and myself will tell you the fascinating history of the werewolf and Hollywood actress Elizabeth Taylor.
Come on, buddy. I've got my pistol and some grenades. Bro buddy for life. You can take a look at that generator and then we can smoke some of Counselor Davies Ghoul's special.
God, I just know this is gonna end badly.
Don't be a candy ass, Dick. It'll be fine. We can play a game of kiss or slap.
What?
You can't let no peers wreck your tide. You get me?
I've just had it with the both of them, Davey. They can have their bromance and their bullshit show. Like, when is it my time, you know? Like, time for Patsy.
God, you gotta stop looking at the sand and see the rising. When I was just a Barney, I didn't know a long boy from a body boy. I walked out of every bomb, but you gotta keep paddling up. Now I live to hit the drop and ride the girl. What say we toss out a blanket, swig this chill vodka, and buff that classy chassis?
Oh, really? Now that sounds like real fun. Ugh. Damn, that burns. Want some?
Oh, pass it here. The whitewater probably picked up some rads. Oh, what about Rasmus Berries?
Look at all the stars. I sometimes wish I could just get the hell out of here. I'm so bored. I want to hit the road, you know? You've totally got the rad life, Davey. Just the roads, no rules. You just live in the moment.
You got the big chill, Surf Bunny? Davey's got heat for days. Shoot me over here.
Davey, you're just the coolest. Does it hurt? Your skin?
Not anymore. Cobb feel.
It's just the muscle, you know? It feels different, but, good different.
What say we stop treading water and get with the Mako?
I thought you'd never ask. Oh, Davey.
Is this cool?
Yes. Just keep kissing this. Just this. Davey? Sickle Man? Moose! Moose!
Whoa, no, bro. No!
Ah!
Dad, wipe out! Help!
Damn it, hold the light steady and stop smoking that thing for a second.
You hurry it up. This kind of stuff is like your deal.
Well, I mean, the whole distribution system blew out. It's almost like something was shoved in and blew the relays.
Hey, come on. Fuck, marry, kill with the camp staff.
Yeah, you're kidding me. I'm trying to focus here.
Come on. I'll tell you mine. You ashamed of yours? You want a piece of that Amata. Or maybe you want to marry Slick Willie.
God damn it. All right, fine. I guess marry Amata. So I'd have to kill Jake first.
Okay. Bookish type. Probably an animal in the sheets. I can see that. And yeah, Jake would totally have to be out of the picture. Okay. So who would you slam your Foshnok sausage into?
Dad, you're so gross. Marianne.
What was that?
Marianne.
What? Oh, what?
Yeah, I got a thing for prim and proper types, all right? What was that?
What?
That. Here. There's something outside the shed. There's a little peephole here. Hello?
What do you see?
I don't...
Rich! What the fuck? Oh, what the fuck?
Ah! Damn it!
Come on, you son of a bitch! Oh. Fuck me.
Well, look, buddy, you don't have to be an asshole about it. We're not competing here. I volunteered.
Well, I mean, you're such an expert with radio, you probably hooked the camera up wrong and blew the generator. Do you know how much work goes into these broadcasts?
I run a radio station, you snobby drama queen.
Drollshanka! Bring my Deathclaw gauntlet!
Oh, you want to go, Toonface? I can throw down. You broadcast to what, 3 working TVs in Appalachia? Ooh, big audience.
That's it. On this episode of Tooniversal Star Search, I beat your ass.
Less talk, more punching.
Not the face! Not all of us have one for radio!
Your fashion sense sucks.
You take that back! What the hell? Joel Shanka? No! You want some too, fella? I'm not afraid of overalls and a sack hood. Let's go!
Ah! You're the real deal, aren't you? It's the height. Takes a good reporter to know when to investigate and, when to run away.
Bizarre hair conditions, hypertrichosis, also called Ambrose syndrome, is the most bizarre and shocking. A genetic disorder that still continues to this day, those born with the condition suffer with an abnormal amount of hair growth over the entire body. It is believed that extensive cases of hypertrichosis, also known as werewolf syndrome, were the origin of the stories of the mythological werewolf.
Hey, when the moon comes out, I grab some hair of the dog and let my wolf out. Ahoo!
Nice one, bro!
Hear that, Nurse Simpson? Even the dog-faced boy found sweet love. You ever love a man with just two teeth? You should see me whistle if you know what I mean.
Mr. Willard, you're a cad. But you're growing on me like radworms.
Punch have no hair.
That's okay, Mr. Punch. If you are all hairy, then we wouldn't see a nice green color. Ella and I like it. You're different, like me.
What is with skin, bro? Beefies, Patsy wore down, dude.
What? What about Patsy, dude? Slow down.
Is it too late to make popcorn? Shit's going down. Wee!
Dead, bro, on the rocks. Dude with a blade hit her harder than the rocks at the jetty.
What? Patsy! Son of a bitch killed her. I'm gonna rip his fucking jaw out. Patsy!
Damn it, Moose. Come back.
Where Moose go?
Remember when we pushed Patsy down the well?
That was lots of fun. Let's all split up and get picked off one by one by the killer.
Is there some kind of trouble?
Trouble? Patsy just got off by the sickle man, you goober.
Oh, that nonsense again. Phoniasophobia is the fear of murderers or serial killers, or of being murdered. This fear is usually triggered after hearing news that somebody got murdered, or of hearing a person...
Hey, you can't do that!
Chad Johnson, how dare you? You struck your scoutmaster. You're fired, mister.
Oh, whatever, lady. I already cleaned out your safe after getting stiffed last year on pay you owe me. Moose! Fuck! Damn it! Look here, you stuck-up book twit. You and Slick Willie here drag Brian's ass into the tool shed over there. Get him in that wheelbarrow, take the kids, that Becky, and you head for the road. Flatfoots do a regular patrol, so grab a cop and get out of here. Beat feet, though.
Let's go, Puddin'. Grab an arm.
All of this is very unscout-like.
You know what? Davey's hitting the rising. I'm out.
Wait for me, Mr. Willard. I don't like the look of that black eye.
Stay right behind me, my dear, and don't you mind the smell. It's just musk o' Willard. Hoo-wee.
Okay, kids. Follow them, okay? Stay single file and stay calm. Double time.
This camp sucks. It's really gone downhill. Next year we should go to the White Spring.
Joe, what happened to Moose friend?
I don't know, dude.
Chad, are you upset?
It's fine, kid. We're okay. Look, you stay close to me, okay? It's important.
Okay.
Shit. Come on, kid. We're gonna go inside the main lodge here and button her down, okay?
Oh, can we make a fire?
Sure. You can do that while I shut the place up, okay?
Sure. Sex is great, but have you ever watched a bloodbath?
Mr. Punch, maybe we can play some board games. Remember that commie one?
Punch don't want to be red again.
Punch, Come here, dude.
Chode want red?
No. Look, dude. This is serious shit here tonight, okay? If anything happens to me, you protect her, okay? You grab her, drag her if you have to, and you get her the hell out of here. Don't stop for nothing. If those cops or that judge see you, then they're gonna open fire first and ask questions later.
Punch keep friends safe.
Promise me.
Punch promise.
If something happens, we'll meet back at our old campsite, okay? We'll all come back eventually, or something. Here. That old Slick Willie kept some guns and ammo under here in case anyone came back for second helpings of his slop.
Hey! Help! Help!
Oh, hold it.
Miss Fletcher! District Attorney Fletcher! That lady is a psycho! She just slaughtered the Judiciary Guard!
In, and keep your mouth shut.
Wait, you're Chad Johnson. You're a wanted felon!
Well, whoop-de-fucking-do. What happened out there?
It was complete chaos. I've never seen anything move that fast. She was weaving around us, slashing, and in the panic, there was too much friendly fire. I got separated from the judge. I'm just an attorney. Whoever heard of an attorney that does field work?
Well, hi, I'm Susie, and this is Ella.
The only good attorney is a dead one. Tickle my panty!
Yuck, meatbags smell like scaredy sweat. Punch, smash, head to jelly.
Is that a super mutant?
Put it down, before I blow your porn star mustache out the back of your head.
You can't tell me what to do. Who the fuck do you think you are?
I'm not asking again.
Okay, son. Okay. Look, we need to get out of here. We best be circling around out the back. Silo Alpha is in final preparations. Is that him?
Where?
Now, you hold it right there.
You don't want to do that, dude.
Convicted felon Chad Johnson. I, Malcolm Fletcher, District Attorney for the Appalachia Territories and State of West Virginia, place you under arrest. You'll be remanded to the AMS Tower. You son of a bitch. You're gonna be locked up for a long, long time.
Punch don't like a loud, nasty man. Make Sticky quiet.
Ella! Mr. Punch just smashed that man's head in!
I'm gonna need a minute. That was the good stuff.
Damn, dude. What a mess. Help me drag this dude outside.
Punch no make loud noises at family. Punch make dead.
Yeah, you sure did. Thanks, bro.
Well, well, well. Chad Johnson, as I live and breathe.
Oh, hell no, dude.
You know, building a case is one thing, but finding you literally red-handed is another.
Who dis, Chode? Make Sticky quiet, bad man?
No. No, dude. I got this. You go inside with Susie and wait for me. This won't take long.
You want to go a few rounds with the judge, Cupcake? You'd save me a lot of trouble if I just beat your ass and could take you in without a fuss. Wait till you see your room at the AMS. It's something else. We call it the test cell. Nothing in there. No sound, no light. You'll feel like you're in a void.
What exactly is your beef with me, big man?
To be honest, I just don't like you. The stuff. Come on, Snowflake.
Brother, shut the fuck up.
Look at you. You've gone soft, the Chad.
That's enough.
You heard him, Pete. Up and back away real slow.
Well, well, well. Lost your outfit, Overseer? That was quite a stunt you pulled back there at the prison. Should have figured you had a backup plan.
You know me. Always one step ahead.
Not this time, sister. You think you're just gonna walk out of here? I have artillery and snipers surrounding this place. You're not getting away. Not this time.
You know what? The hell with it.
Oh my God, what did you do? What did you do?
Oh, who cares? It's not like he won't just respawn. Besides, he had it coming.
Are you out of your fucking mind? This guy's dynamite on a power trip. If you thought he was unhinged before, when he comes back, he's going to be pretty pissed off.
I'm done playing nice. That man was a Vault-X spy and informer.
Wait, what? Pete was... That dude was working for Vault-X?
It wasn't a coincidence that he went from bathroom attendant to de facto ruler of law and order out here. It's time we... There you are.
Sorry, I may have taken a left turn into a ravine. Where the hell is everybody?
Simon.
Chad. How's things?
Now's not the time, you two.
We need to get inside. We're too exposed out here.
I sent them packing. Camp staff took the kids out to the road. They'll be fine.
One way or another, we need to end this tonight.
Is this all of us? What do we have for weapons?
I got a horde inside, but we gotta get the kid out of here.
Kid?
Hello!
Hey, Susie.
Oh, it's that nice dinner lady.
Punch, hate this game. Red China food always lose.
What the hell?
That's Punch. We're gonna need him.
Hey, Punch?
You smell raw. Punch no light. Come near little friend, make Sticky dead.
Yeah, he's a real charmer.
Where's the weapons? Let's take stock of what we have.
Dude, we can't just get into an open firefight. I need to get her out of here.
There's little chance of that. The place is surrounded. They'll likely wound your ass and drag you off to AMS. But her? They see a ghoul, they're blowing her head off.
What the hell is that?
This is Commander Johns. How many of you are there?
Oh, shit. That's a Vertibot.
I like your wheels, dude.
We hollowed one of these bastards out of Grafton steel. We can take three. We're gonna have to fly you out in two trips. Stand by. We're landing.
Wait, look out!
No. The sickle man is there. There, right there.
What's he holding?
A bow.
Son of a... Corey, light him up. We've got him pinned. I'm sending a cargo crate down. Make it quick.
Okay, curtain climber. I need you and Punch to go for a ride.
Oh, boy! Like a plane ride?
Nah, it's better. It's like a toy chopper.
I wanted to stay for the finale.
What about you?
I'll be right behind you.
I want to go without you. Will the nice lady come?
I can't just...
Amada, it's time for you to go too.
What about Jake?
I'll worry about Jake. I have a plan.
Sure, kid. Let's go.
Thank you. Punch, remember what I said.
I remember, Joe. Keep family safe.
In we go, Ella.
This trash cannot comfy for Punch.
Bit of a tight squeeze here.
Johns, we're clear. Take them up.
10-4. Damn, too much weight. Hold tight, we won't be able to bring you up without burning out the winch. Corey will keep her steady, but you'll have to free ride. Hold tight.
Your engine! You have a fire on the wing! It'll be fine. Listen, I have a plan. We have about 2 minutes.
them all.
Victor Miller, let's finish this. You and me. You poor bastard. Voltec. You let them destroy everything about you. Just like me. But the truth is, there's nothing powerful about you. Nothing mystical. You're just a lab experiment. Nothing more. Now, Vince.
Good evening. Let's keep this party in here, shall we? Might as well have a front row seat.
Vince! Down through here, damn it!
This guy isn't so tough. Let's see him eat some lead! Ah! Damn it!
Let's go!
Hey, Sickle Dick. Must burn you not to be able to keep me on the shelf. Let's try again, shall we? Now, Chad.
Enjoy your ride to the basement, bro. Vince! Overseer! Close it! And then get out of here!
Vince, you're bleeding out.
Well, at least I know where we go after this.
The lock. The lock's busted.
Here, slide me over. Gonna need to block the door.
I can't just leave you here.
Well then, keep me company. In a minute, we're gonna see quite a sight. I think it's time we stop running from each other, don't you?
Hold me.
I thought you'd never ask.
Nah, bro. You know how these things go. We're gonna go over there, and he's gonna just up and be like, Sicko Sick! Ah!
Hey, let's get on with this. Get up. Come on, you bastard. Let's finish this. That's better. Now for the good part, and I love this bit. This right here is my favorite thing, because I spent most of the past 2 weeks with my head on a shelf and my mind trapped in the atomic shop. Right now, from orbit, is raining down on us a nuclear warhead. That's right, remember those? You may have missed that October morning while you were sleeping, but I'll bet you remember that fear hammered into your head every day by early warning drills in the media. The fear of the burning light of a thousand suns.
Jesus Christ, dude, get on with it.
God damn it. Shut up, Chad. See, this is why I hate you. I was building up to this big gotcha monologue moment and... Ah, well, fuck it. The moment's spoiled. Oh, is that a roaring sound I hear? We'd love to stay, but we've picked up a few scrap kits.
Enjoy your front row seat, sickle douche. These things are great for fast traveling on out of here. Hey, Simon.
What?
Eat a dick.
Damn it, Chad.
No! No, you don't!
See ya.
See ya, see ya, see ya, see ya.
No! No!
Let me out! Let me out of here!
Hold on. Any second now.
Vince?
Yeah?
I love you.
Oh, sure. Now you say it.
Here we go. Two of Jake's special burgers.
Dare I ask what makes them special?
Probably not. Pass the ketchup. A lot of ketchup.
So that was something.
Do you think he's down for good?
I don't think so. If he was a first-gen test of a process, a serum, or a technology, whatever the hell keeps us resurrecting, it would have been imperfect. Think about the span of years between killing. He slept through the apocalypse before waking up. I think it'll be a while before we see him again.
Here's hoping. As for me, I'm sleeping comfortably at night with landmines around my bed.
Shame for you, buddy. A bed's always warmer with three.
Anyway, one key down. Any idea where to head next?
Not a clue. Absolutely no clue. But there's a library nearby in Charleston. We can take some day trips out there to paw through dusty volumes. See if we can get a microfiche machine working.
Well, here comes trouble.
Malibu, you got her going. She handles like a dream. Sorry, I wrecked her.
No friction, brother. We hauled her out of the sand. It was a team effort. Bird Dog Brian got everyone to haul her out of the ravine for some kind of rope pull merit badge. He's whack city.
So where are you headed now?
Chasing the sunset. Always wanted to see Vegas. Might be something left. Hey, Davey knows sand. Know what I'm saying?
That we do. Good luck, dude. And thanks.
Nah, you dudes need to hit the road. This place is the pits. The danged pits. Surf's up!
Think we'll see him again?
Anything's possible. And what the hell do you mean a bed's warmer with three?
Radio.
A bright and wonderful afternoon to you, Mr. Handy Robot. I am High Priest Solomon, and these are my glowing associates, Dave and Fred.
Hi.
Hey!
How may I serve you today? Oh, my. That response is programmed quite deep, isn't it?
Well, Hugo is away. He asked me to look after the station, so it'll be all Mothman all the time. Isn't that great?
I have no such order. I'm sorry, but we simply can't accommodate such a request.
Oh, you silly robot, you don't understand. We must bring the light of our Lord. He who walks among the forgotten closets and abandoned lightbulb stores of the wasteland. Mothman! He told me this would happen. Mr. Andy, send down authorization code 27V5Q, a toilet bowl.
How'd you do that, boss?
Yeah, boss. How'd you do it?
Hugo gave me the disarm codes. He told me the robots were wound a little tight.
Huh?
Don't worry about it. Now, to the recording studio.
Hello, sir. May I assist you in your broadcasting endeavors today?
How many handies does the station even have?
Always happy to serve, sir.
You sound just like the last one.
We are programmed on the same assembly line, sir.
Right. So, I'm not sure how this works.
We are currently off the air. I shall instruct you when we are going live. For now, let us go through the basics.
There can't be any interruptions. The word of our Lord must be clear. His words flutter into the ears of his subjects like a fine silk running through your fingers.
My underwear is silk. So silky on my cheeks.
I am sorry, Mr. Solomon, but I simply must be in charge of this to make sure things run smoothly. There are standards of excellency here at RBTS radio station that...
You'll find my associates quite persuasive with their baseball bats. Now, what were you saying?
Oh, certainly, Mr. Solomon. I'll follow your lead.
Now let us begin.
Wait just a moment. The FCC regulations state that the song must play to completion, and Mr. Warren takes great pride in enforcing those rules.
Please, my levitating friend, the people are waiting.
Mr. Warren will have me recycled into a new radio after this. You'll be live in 10 seconds, Mr. Solomon.
Oh, wait. Too soon. I don't have my notes ready.
In 5, 4, 3.
Good morning. I mean, good afternoon, Appalachia. I am High Priest Solomon, bringing you a very special message from our Lord Mothman.
Please continue. Speak into the microphone, please.
Appalachia, your people have been living in the shadows now for too long. Many roam the wasteland in search of purpose, a light to guide them.
Can we start again? I don't like my intro.
There is no starting over, Mr. Solomon. This is a live broadcast. Please continue.
You're doing great, boss!
Please refrain from shouting.
Oh, sorry!
The great people of Appalachia, the followers of the Mothman, extend with open wings, arms, an invitation to join us on our journey towards the ever-bright teachings of our Lord with one simple donation of one light bulb. No, wait.
I sound too pushy.
Mr. Solomon, may I remind you that you are live at this very moment? And this is not a recording? The people can hear your every word.
Yes. Do not be persuaded by the false teachings of these other groups which have invaded our once magnificent lands, such as the Responders. Do not let your better judgments be led into the dark by the Free States. Your proud peoples of Appalachia belong to a higher purpose. Come to the light, embrace its glow, and be free.
I really believe that they will adore us after this.
Mr. Solomon, please, continue as you were.
Hi, where do you think you're going?
I have to go to the storage room for more elbow grease. Please do not touch anything while I'm away.
All right, but don't be gone long.
Where is that robot going?
He needed some elbow grease, boss!
Well, that seems fair. We do not want our aid to rust up on us. Where was I?
You were saying the part about the liars, boss!
The liars of Appalachia that wish to stray those away from the cause. They come in many forms and they bring gifts.
I do believe Mr. Warren has a spare ham radio in this station. I must contact the responders immediately. This sacrilege display of broadcasting will drive the ratings down and must be stopped. I found it. Mr. Warren will be so pleased.
Thank you.
the responders. This is RBTS radio station. Please come in, responders. Calling the responders. This is RBTS radio station. Please come in, responders.
This is Commander Johns of the responders. Come in, RBTS radio.
I regret to inform you that we have a mild situation at the station. You see, raiders are holding us hostage.
Acknowledged. Units are heading your way. ETA, 8 hours.
We must come together to vanquish this red-skinned plague.
Hey, I wonder what this does.
The flying monsters that we see in the sky are but one of the many menaces we face.
No, you're screwing it up. It's this one.
But do not worry, my dear Appalachians. The followers of the Mothman are here to guide you to light.
Oh no, you made it worse! Let me!
Oh, holy Mothman, praise us with your light.
Oh man, it's really goofed now. How do we change it back?
I don't know! This is your fault!
Wrong lever, you dingus!
Welcome your vision. Accept our humble invitation and divert us from disaster. Why are you two laughing?
Nothing, boss!
What have you done? You're ruining everything! Get out! Get out! Go stand outside!
Is everything all right?
We're fine. We're all fine. Thank you. How are you? Hello. A report? The viewership is twice the usual? Please continue, Mr. Solomon.
Certainly.
Man, we blew it! Mr. Solomon is gonna be furious!
He's going to go berserk, I tell you.
No! Furious!
No, berserk!
Don't make me shoot you!
I'll shoot you!
Put the guns down. You're under arrest.
Huh?
Damn, raiders. Check the inside. Give me a status.
Let's go, Hawkins. Responders! Responders! Is anyone alive?
Yes, officer. The two gunners were outside. Mr. Solomon is in the recording booth. Unarmed, it would seem.
Hawkins, search the building to be certain.
10-4, sir.
We'll be escorting. Wait. What is that sound?
Mr. Solomon's broadcast is a hit on the radio. We've added an unexpected twist to his message.
I do hope to see new faces at the weekly sermons, my brothers and sisters.
All clear, Commander.
Well, as long as he's not hurting anyone, we'll take our leave.
Thank you, Commander Johns, for your hasty intervention.
It's what responders are for. If he gives you any more troubles, please don't hesitate to call us again. You take care now. Wait. Where is Mr. Warren?
I'm not sure. He's been missing since yesterday. I hope he's not been taken by the Red Menace.
We'll keep an ear out for him over the radio. I'll have units dispatched around known areas looking for him.
Oh, thank you, officers. Bless the responders.
Percy? What the hell is going on here?
You've returned. What happened?
Nothing. No, just nothing at all.
Sir, are you sure? You look rather worse for the wear.
I'm sure. What is Solomon doing?
He's broadcasting, sir. But before you say anything, look at these numbers. They're just there on your desk.
Whoa, that's more numbers than I've seen in a long time.
precisely why I've kept him on the air. Appalachia adores the ridiculous sermons he's given with the added effects. It's quite the spectacle.
Well, I guess we can continue rolling with this in between songs and commercials until the boss gets back. I can't wait for the Night Wolf's false outrage. Maybe he'd consider a slot during the week to deliver his sing-song meandering nonsense. Mr. Solomon, may I have a word, please?
So good to see you. Have you been basking in the glow of my lord?
Not quite, my lightbulb-obsessed lunatic. Not quite. Allow me to float a stroke of genius. Would you be interested in a small time slot on the radio for your, sermons? We're running a little competition among the staff here, and I think your kind of baffling broadcast is just the thing to shake the tree a bit and knock down an apple past its prime.
Absolutely. The peoples of Appalachia must learn of his greatness.
Outstanding. Now then, just get back in the booth and continue your great work. More competition is really going to make the Night Wolf howl in frustration.
Of course.
Give them the goods, you moth fetish obsessed weirdo!
I have returned, my friends.
Charles Bishop has done it again!
Sorry to interrupt you, Your Honor, but the judiciary has reported back that all escapees have been recaptured with the exception of the overseer. A-Wing is online and they are secured in their cells. We haven't found any trace of her.
Excellent work. Simply excellent. Let her run around for a while like a mouse in a maze. Where's she gonna go? In the meanwhile, we can start the tests on the A-subjects.
Tests?
Oh, Fletcher, don't be so naive. We're going to do good work, you and I. Very good work. We're essential parts in a machine that will bring civilization back. Law, order, and apple pie, my friend. Is there anything else?
Also, the 5-0 have cut communication with us. Commander Connor Johns issued a statement that they no longer recognize the authority of the judiciary and will be operating autonomously from here on out.
How about that? We have a little revolt on our hands, eh, Fletcher? Don't worry about it. Let John run his force into the ground. He's gonna have his hands full with the vultures. Any word on Rex and Johnson?
Scouts have tracked fugitives Chad Johnson, who is currently heading into the ash heap with his accomplices. Simon Rex is currently eating a hamburger at Jacob White and Amada Hayes' Red Slow Diner.
Have you ever heard of the Calhoun experiments, Fletcher?
Can't say I have, Your Honor.
Well, Dr. John Calhoun started his own great work back in 1947 at a farm over in Rockville, Maryland. See, he was interested in the science of etiology, the study of animal behavior. More specifically, he created micro-universes for rats and mice. In a sealed universe, a rodent utopia, he wanted to see what would happen when these rats were given resources like shelter, access to food and water, but trapped in a sealed space. Do you know what happened? Over time, conflicts arose, and the basest part of our nature kicked in. Fight or flight. But fly, where to? They were in a sealed experiment, Fletcher. Inside. So what did they do? They ate each other. They devoured their own. One of Calhoun's lab assistants wrote that the utopia descended into hell. up here, Fletcher, we're the observers. So let them run. Let them have their fun. Because in the end, Fletcher, Rex, Johnson, Johns, the Overseer, they are heading straight down. Come, let's look in on our rats.
I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher.
Baby, start a fire.
Fire, fire, fire.
'Cause in the dark we hear the voices. Let it burn wild,
wild, wild, wild.
And light up all the torches. Oh, baby, start a fire,
fire, fire.
'Cause in the dark we hear the voices. Let it burn wild,
wild, wild, wild.
And light up all the torches.
Local boy. Born a stone's throw from here. Former Special Forces. Suffered a psychotic break during the invasion of Mexico a few years back. Prone to violent outbursts. Frequent disassociative events with multiple personality disorder. He does enjoy arts and crafts and seems partial to mask making. You're right, Stan. He's a real charmer. We should have him out to the White Spring. I wonder how his golf game is.
Yeah, I wake him up.
The noises.
Wakey, wakey, Herr Miller. There's a good boy.
Tight. Too tight. Out. Out. Out! Need out!
Herr Miller? I need you to stay still and quiet. Ah, do you remember what happens when I push the red button here? Psst! Owie!
Stan, don't be such a sadistic German sausage. Allow me, Mr. Miller. My name is Robert House. It appears as though Dr. Kessel has explained our little project to you during one of your more lucid states, and you volunteered. On behalf of the United States government, I thank you for your service.
Ah, let's go. He's just a subject, Robert.
Not yet. I want Mr. Miller here to understand. I'm sure someone like you who has seen the horrors of the world, of the scrabbling of mankind for the last vestiges of a crust of bread or oil to light the darkness, can recognize that we stand on the edge of a knife blade. Now this strange little German fellow and myself are working on a project that, if successful, could save everyone.
Save? Save everyone?
That's right. I understand you lost your wife and daughter in a fire.
Burn!
friends?
Well, what we're doing could stop all of that. Everywhere. Imagine a world where unjust death could be suspended. It would be the ultimate tool of survival for every American, including families like the one you lost. Wouldn't you agree that this would change the world at a time when it needs a new paradigm?
Stop the death. Stop the fire.
That's correct.
Ach, Robert, I am so bored. Let's go already. I am warming up the array.
For pity's sake, Stan, do that, but he needs to understand in case this is yet another of your spectacular failures. Here, alter pathway A12 and set beta wave receptor to 38 hertz.
Ah, you have been thinking of the problem of our little project. Ah, I knew it. Initiating the startup sequence. Connect the transmitter to his tempers.
Mr. Miller, this machine here is going to download your living consciousness into that computer back there. A perfect copy. Everything you are, everything you know, everything you've done. Memories, dreams, personality, and identity, all converted and digitized. We're going to take you from here and transfer you in there before we transfer you back. Do you understand? Good man. Braun.
Monitor the uplink and the transfer. Let us begin. Activating the phase one. Alpha wave. Synchronized. At 11 hertz. Sehr gut.
Alpha wave synchronized to memory blocks 1 through 58. Continue.
Beta wave synchronization. Stand by. Yeah. 37 hertz.
Confirmed. Beta wave synchronized to memory blocks 59 to 132. Proceed.
Yeah, it's working.
Gamma wave, delta, and theta wave synchronization in process.
Slow down, Stan. We're losing sync.
Yeah. Look.
We have complete synchronization. Beginning phase two.
God damn it, Braun. Disconnect. He's going into cardiac arrest.
99% upload. 99.4 and holding.
Turn the fucking thing off. Stimpacking him.
99.4%. Scheiße. Was is stopping completion? The mind is attached like elastic.
Snap elastic?
Braun. Now, we're losing him!
Yeah. Sorry, Herr House.
Jesus Christ, Braun! What did you do?
Yeah. 100%. We have him. We have him. Look.
You shot him! You crazy son of a bitch!
And yet, he lives.
Look.
100% transfer. He's in there.
I am initiating phase three. The Lazarus Array is online.
Yes. Activating molecular decompiling.
Complete dematerialization.
Respawn sequence initiated. 20%. 50%. 100%. His body is healed.
Scheiße! Data is fragmenting.
Download him! Now, damn it! Put him back!
Yeah. What do you think I am doing? Brainwave synchronization has begun. The download is in progress.
Mommy? Mama?
50%.
60%.
I love you, Ellie.
80%.
He's coming around.
Ellie, no! Get out!
100%. Shutting down.
What happened to me?
Mr. Miller, do you know where you are?
Yes. The the Trans-Allegheny Asylum?
Remarkable.
That's correct, Mr. Miller. I am Robert House, and this is...
Dr. Stanislaus Braun. Yes, I remember. Creepy gentleman with a sadistic side.
Yes, quite. You are coherent and fully aware.
Robert, look here.
Fascinating. During the transfer, it appears his damaged memory engrams and abnormalities were reformatted. Good Lord, Stan, I think we did it.
Bah, nein. Look here. The respawn algorithm. Nicht gut. Out of sync with array. He will achieve respawn with greater and greater drift.
If his body is critically injured or he's killed, he'll come back at greater and greater intervals. But Stan, we achieved our first successful test. Do you know what this means? We achieved complete consciousness transfer. This opens up an entirely new frontier for technology.
Excuse me, can I have a glass of dirt? Sorry, I meant water.
There appears to be some minor data loss. Quite within the project parameters.
We'll need to perfect data integrity.
Yes. Herr Miller, would you like to go home?
Home? Of course.
Yeah, sehr gut. You have been an excellent patient, and I'd like to reward you. What do you think of that?
What are you doing?
I can really go home, Dr. Braun?
Yeah. I'll arrange it with Dr. Kessel. This is all for nine if we cannot monitor the long-term effects in a real-world environment.
That's incredibly reckless. We don't even know if the restoration of his sanity is a permanent and lasting side effect.
Well, let's find out. He will be watched. He will be monitored.
Once upon a time, 27 years after the bombs fell, there were two people, a vault dweller and a California girl. They met and sparks flew. That's when things got interesting. Once Upon a Wasteland is their story. Follow Elizabeth Kirby and Odessa Valdez as they pursue their happily ever after in the post-apocalyptic Appalachian wasteland of Fallout 76. Available on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, and many other podcasting platforms. Once Upon a Wasteland, a Fallout 76 love story. Available now.
You've been listening to a Robots Radio podcast. Spark shows for interesting people. Check out all the shows at robotsradio.net.